North One. Boogie in the morning.
We're so excited because tonight on the telly, Still Game is back.
Yes, can't wait.
9:30 on BBC One, and we've got Ford and we've got Sanjeev. It's Jack and Nafeed on the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Now, listen, we have to talk about the TV show first. It's back on tonight, the first time in like a decade. I mean, the build-up to this episode of Still Game that's on tonight has been, I don't remember anything like this in Scotland on TV.
Not for a long time.
So are you guys feeling the pressure? How are you feeling?
Well, the referendum came quite close, I suppose. It's paled into insignificance since we've been back. It's on a 9:30 tonight at BBC One. It's just a great buzz. There's people shouting at taxis, you know, well, can't wait till the night until it starts and things. It's all over the streets and things. It's really exciting. I mean, I'm being flippant, but I mean, it's we're super humbled that people want it back as much as they do.
But the thing is that there's a lot of pressure on you guys, isn't it? Because obviously the previous series were such a hit. The live stage show was such a hit. There's high expectations. Just don't cock it up.
No, we've done my best to make it as good as it always was. And without blowing our own trumpet, we think it's better, actually.
Yeah. I can blow your trumpet, Ford. I can say unequivocally the three episodes I've seen are up there.
Okay.
People are not going to be disappointed, I can tell you that.
Now, are we going to meet new characters? Are you introducing some new characters? Because I've been channeling my inner Isa. Oh, aye. And I thought, you know, well, if you were looking for someone new, I'm sure...
So does
sure
that mean that
be...
you put £6,000 in a high-interest account?
Your inner Isa. That's very good.
Can we have the impression again, Arlene? That was quite good.
Oh,
that's terrible.
Oh, smashing.
Oh, you went a bit Welsh at the end.
I did, a wee bit.
Oh, yeah. Smashing.
Yeah, it's not Gavin and Stacey, Arlene. It's Still Game. You know that, right?
Yes, there are new characters. I mean, I know you long forgotten that you'd asked that question there, but there are new characters, and one of them is a guy called Michael, Methadone Mick. Sadly, we lost Jake Darcy last year, and we felt that there was a gap in the cast there, and so we thought, let's get a young guy, and we got Methadone Mick, so he's a great character. What are you laughing at?
Well,
I'm glad you're laughing because he's very funny.
It's the best name ever, Methadone Mick.
it works really well, though, because it's a different dynamic because he's the first regular cast member that is younger.
And genuinely on methadone.
Jack's chest hair is the only reason that anyone should tune in tonight.
Jack's chest hair.
Okay.
Yes. Look, there have been trailers. He's stuck in the bath and you see nearly everything. And I can tell you that's in my hard drive. I can tell you right now. It's quite an unusual episode in the sense that there's a lot more physical comedy, a lot more slapsticky stuff, but it works really, really well.
But not in a Miranda sense.
Oh no.
That would be nuts.
No, but it's and it's quite a good wee primer, I would say, for people that aren't 100%. Because this is going out in a really good slot, 9:30 BBC One Friday nights. There are going to be folk. Probably in further south in England that don't know what the show is, maybe have some preconceptions about what a Scottish show might be. This is a really, really good introduction to them.
Is it going out in England as well?
Oh, this is complete. Oh,
all right, I didn't
realise that either.
Shut up. How did you know?
I don't know.
Of course, it's going to BBC One. It's going on the network. The BBC have been phenomenal with us and gave us an enormous push, and they've given us the best slot of the week. And everybody's going to get to see it at the one time. Fanar.
The only issue is obviously that we've had to slightly temper our acts. Is this going to play in Leamington Spa as well? You know, yeah.
Because all joking aside, though, when you were writing it, did you have to change some of it, bearing that in mind?
No,
that it was going to go in England, or did you just do it like you would do it if it was only in Scotland?
No, the people that made us successful in the first place, the people that put us where we are the people in Scotland. So it would be an insult, and we would never do that, to try and change things for the bigger audience. If the bigger audience don't get it, then don't get it. I mean, I listen to your programmes with subtitles.
Yeah. That's because he's from Hoyk.
It's because you're posh, that's what it is.
I'm from Hoyk as well.
No, you're not.
I'm a border collie.
Oh, no.
Come on, I just thought of that now.
No.
Be fair.
Your weekend has just peaked there, Sanjeev. I'll tell you that for nothing.
It needs a bit of work.
The live show, you just announced that this week. The second live show is going to be at the Hydro next year. Saturday the 4th of Feb is the first date. How exciting is it doing it on the stage compared to doing it, you know, in a TV studio?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting going back to Creef.
Got a C-mail this time.
we never for a minute, and I mean that, thought we'd be going back to the Hydro, but they asked to speak to us and said, would you like to come back? And then we thought, well, if you think we can come back, we'll give it a go. And then we've written half of it already, so... Well, it goes on sale today at 9 o'clock.
That's right, 9 o'clock. So the countdown is on.
Yeah, I hope the booking hotline is prepared because the last time you did that, so many people tried to get tickets, it sort of went into meltdown. There was a real problem.
We heard stories of people buying multiple laptops, and you'd go into their box room, and it was like 24. It was like a bank of monitors, and then trying to buy the tickets. So I mean, it was absolutely mental. I mean,
people have got to listen if they're going to buy tickets, because a lot of people called the hooking bot line.
It's a totally different thing, right?
Different thing. Yeah. Same price, oddly.
You see, when you're doing the live show on stage, sometimes I'm going to guess you go off script a bit. Is that right?
On stage?
Yeah. Does that ever happen where you then have to sort of improvise? Maybe something goes a little bit wrong and...
Aye, but we don't script it like Mrs. Brown's boys do.
Tickets on sale this morning for Still Game Live 2 at the Hydro. Not the Creef one, the one in Glasgow. Saturday the 4th of Feb.
You say that, but there will be people that will go to Creef looking for briefs. I'm sorry, but the best you'll get is a swim and a spa.
I think you're doing 8 shows. Tickets on sale from the Hydro website and also from Ticketmaster. Listen, we cannot wait for tonight. 9:30, yeah. BBC One. Thank you so much. It's Jack and Naveed from Still Game. Ford Kiernan and Sanjeev Kohli. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye.